Today is Wednesday, February 17th, 2021, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. I'm having to do something a little bit weird today because I have a meeting from 6 to 7. So I'm recording right now. It's 5:23. Actually, I had a lot of issues. So my soundboard that I use, which has been the best one that I could find, is there's a problem with it that every time I go into it, I don't know if I got a certain iPad update or something like that, but it has some features that I really like. One of the features is I can actually do a live fade on the volume of the track. And I do have a mixer, but it's a lot to go into, but the mixer is weird and it's difficult to do a live fade. And I record everything live. I don't add the music later. I don't have a track like Fatty has or Joe Batance for their personal journal shows. I don't have a track in Adobe Audition or Audacity or something like that that I record to. I do everything live with a soundboard. And I need to be able to do live, I need to do live things like decreasing the volume of the theme song and increasing the volume of the theme song and switching to a different whatever and playing voicemail and all that kind of stuff I need to be able to do. And so the soundboard that I had been using was perfect for that. It had flaws, but it did everything that I needed to do and it worked for me. And it also has an Android version, and so I could use it either on my Android phone or my iPad or, you know, whatever I needed, whatever device I wanted to use. Excuse me. And so anyway, I've been going in, and it's been giving me an error message, and every single time I would open the app, I would have to reset everything up. And it's a pain in the butt. It only takes maybe a minute to do, but it was something I had to do every single time. And so today I thought, you know what, I'm going to uninstall the app and I'm going to reinstall it. Because Daniel had already suggested that. He said maybe if you reinstall it, it will fix. Maybe you have a memory issue on your iPad, or maybe the version that you've got is stuck and there's a newer version, and so that works better with the newer version of the iPad software or iOS or whatever. And I've been avoiding doing it. And so today, of all days, I have a meeting, like I said, at 6 o'clock. And of all days, I decide, oh, I'm going to go ahead and uninstall this and reinstall it. Well, I uninstalled it and then I can't find it in the App Store. And I don't know if they stopped, like they just decided they didn't want to support the iPad Pro. Because when I Google it, I find that there is an iOS version of the app, but I don't know if they decided we're only going to support the iPhone, we're not going to support the iPad, or we're not going to support the iPad Pro, or I don't know, because it's a very large screen and maybe they decided they didn't want to support it. I'm not sure. But the thing is, I couldn't get it. So then I had to go, and I do have the same app on my phone, but then the volume was weird and it's a little bit quieter than it normally is. And I don't know, there were just all these things. So I probably shouldn't have been playing around with it. But now my iPad does not have the app on it. So I'm either going to have to stop using the iPad. Oh, and the garage is opening right now. That'll be a noise you guys will hear. I'm either going to have to use the iPad, a different software on the iPad, or I'm going to have to do some more research and see if, you know, if they have it, if I'm just not looking for the right name, or I don't know, but I'm going to have to do some research. But if I want to use the iPad, I may have to switch to using a different application altogether. Which is a shame because I did a lot of research to find that one that had all the features that I needed, and it's a pain in the butt. And a lot of the soundboard applications that are any good are not free. In fact, one of them I found for the iPad Pro is $70 a year to use it. So I don't know if I want to spend that much money on a soundboard. So I'm not really. I need to write. I'm never going to do this, but I need to develop a soundboard that's like a web soundboard or something. I don't know, that we provide through Pride 48. I will never do that, but I should. Anyway, so that was my struggle. It snowed again last night. I was telling you guys it was going to snow, but it was very fine, like even finer than the last time. It was almost like if you took powdered sugar and ran it through a sifter. It was very fine, and I don't think we were supposed to get between 1 and 3 inches. We might have gotten 1 inch, but it was so fine, it's really hard to say because it didn't really build up all that much. But we've got snow completely covering the ground. There's snow all over the place. I'm looking out right now. The road is completely covered with snow. There were some kids and their dad earlier today. And the dad had taken a rowboat and he tied a rope to the rowboat. He put his kids in the rowboat and he was dragging the kids around on the snow in the rowboat instead of a sled. And I see there's some people out in there, and I have a lot of countryside around where I live, so I can see out of this window that there are some people out in their field, and they've got their truck or SUV or whatever they've got. I guess it's a truck. Oh, and there's the garage again. And so they have it tied. They have some kind of sled tied to it, and they're pulling around their kids, I guess. They're pulling something. I don't know what they're pulling. It looks like a sled, but I don't see any children, so I'm not really sure. Anyway, regardless, there's some sled pulling going on across the street over there. Mark said he wanted to go out and play in it, but I don't know if I'm going to have time because, again, I have that meeting in 30 minutes, and I wanted to get this show out. And so, oh, yeah, actually, they're using a rowboat as well. I don't know if it's the same rowboat. What is this with tying rowboats to things and using them as a sled? It's so weird. But anyway, I guess if you don't have a sled, it works if you want to get 3 or 4 children in there. But so I don't know if I'm going to have time to play in the snow because by the time I get done with my meeting, it's going to be dark outside. And he must have taken Sydney for a walk because I guess he needed to open the garage to go outside because the snow comes all the way up to the front door and he's anyway. But there's that. So I stopped working about an hour early because of this meeting that we have. And so I decided I was going to cook chicken tonight. And I had done this recipe for throwing down where you marinated the chicken with balsamic vinegar and garlic and something else. I don't even remember what it was, but that was really good. It actually turned out really good. So I decided I was going to make something similar. I didn't use the same recipe, but I took balsamic vinegar, mixed it with soy sauce, some crushed garlic, some ginger, some salt and pepper, and I pounded the chicken breast out pretty thin just so that because I'm going to cook it in a pan and I wanted to try to cook it quickly and not get it overdone, but I need it thin enough so that it gets done in the middle. But then I put it in a vacuum sealer bag and I vacuum sealed it and put it in the fridge to marinate for an hour or two while I record this episode and then do my meeting at 6 and then I'll cook it when I get done with my meeting. And we're going to have it with sweet potato and corn on the cob and I think asparagus because I have some asparagus that really needs to be cooked. Really, I only like to have 2 vegetables, but I really want to use the corn as well, so, and we need a starch of some sort. And we've used a lot of rice lately, and as you guys know, I'm trying to avoid the arsenic. So I didn't want to do rice again tonight, so I wanted to do a sweet potato. But the cupboards are getting a little bit bare. I guess normally I would do fast food at least once a week. Even though I'm on Weight Watchers, I can go to Wendy's or to Chick-fil-A or something like that, and I can get a grilled chicken sandwich, and that's perfectly allowable on Weight Watchers, and so that keeps me from having to cook one particular night, but I don't know, I can't get out. It's not, I mean, there are people driving, but I don't feel comfortable driving in the snow, and because I have a sports car, it already doesn't drive very well, even in water, so, and I've got the whole semi-flat tire situation that I still haven't gotten my air compressor to actually blow the tire all the way up. Admittedly, I gave up and I just keep saying I need to go down there and try again and I haven't. So that's probably more my fault than anything else. I see someone driving by right now. Let's see if there's a stop sign. They didn't stop. They did make it around the corner. They didn't slide. I think it's because this isn't really ice. This is mainly snow. So the snow is kind of crunchy. So I guess you can drive around in it pretty easily. I'm not sure, but regardless, I told Mark if we had some snow skis, I should start teaching him how to snow ski right before we go, because we're going to have snow for another 3 or 4 days probably, and at least another couple of days, because it's going to warm up on Saturday. But we don't have snow skis, so I can't start teaching him. All right, well, that's gonna wrap it up now. Nothing happened last night. It was just a boring evening, so I'm going to end it here. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone. This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find more shows over at pride48.com.